Okay. Welcome to the damp.
We did that same.
Yeah, we did. You go ahead. You hit that intro, baby boy.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy, Chad Hoy, and my social security number is 420-69-6969.
I don't know why that just tickled me so bad, but that's so freaking funny.
My social security number is 420-69-6969.
Dude, you get it because like 420 and then like 69 like three times in a row, 69, dude.
69-69. Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So this is your boy Chad Hoy.
It's Kara Weaver.
God, and I'm drunk.
I have a fever.
Oh man, it's gonna be a good sound. We've got the energy.
This is gonna be like a vision quest. I feel like this episode. We're gonna learn something about ourselves. And you baby boys and baby girls listening are going to learn something about yourselves.
Yeah, and maybe too much about us, which is pretty much every episode.
Oh, man, that is every freaking episode. And I love it. So we've got a lot of fun lined up for you today, dad bodies. Last week was hella bad, and I edited probably 40 minutes out of just pure crap. And it was still a long episode. We tried way too hard last week, it feels like. You know, they can't all be home runs. Sometimes you gotta pop a fly out to the shortstop every now and then. And you know what I'm saying?
And then that pop fly could turn into, like, a game-winning home run, which could be what's going to happen this episode. But also, highly doubt it,
I'm looking at this NyQuil that I haven't taken yet, and I can see the stuff inside of it moving around. Is that supposed to happen?
Listen, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not experienced in any medicines. I take a baby aspirin every morning, and some fish oil pill, and a fish oil pill, like 3,000 milligrams. No, 1,500. 3,000 is way too much. So I have no idea. I've never, like, I've taken Mucinex like one or two times when my mom like forced me to.
Yeah.
I've never messed with like cold medicine.
Really? See, I love it.
Yeah, maybe a little too much.
Well, when it makes you feel good and it makes you sleep good, it can't be bad, right?
Well, it can be. There's a thing called addiction, and if you do something too much and you get dependent on it.
No, I'm straight. I don't like addictions.
Okay, that's fair.
I
also got that because of Dick. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I'm glad you got there.
No, I got the joke.
My body hurts. I have aches and pains. But, okay. So, guys, I'm real excited about stuff. I am having my first band rehearsal this week for the show I'm doing in Wabash on March 4th. And I'm really nervous because I've never really played with a band before, and these guys are way better than me. So that's good, but I'm also real scared. So we'll see how that goes. That's this Wednesday, and I'm hoping I'm not getting sick, because then that would make things a lot worse.
Probably.
I was drunk for 2 days in a row this weekend. Just throwing that out there. Chad, what have you been up to?
So, as soon as you said that you're doing the show on March 4th, I realized that, unfortunately, I will not be there.
You son of a bitch.
I know. Listen, so, super last minute, my roommate, JL John, his spring break is that first week of March, and we're going to go to Texas.
Oh, okay.
So I took the week off work, and we're going to have a good time, cool. I think. Well,
I hope everyone's enjoyed this podcast, because this is my formal resignation. I'm just kidding, well, Chad. You do you. Whatever, man. We'll have a great time without you. $3 Jaegers, $1 Jello shots. Let's go.
Wait, what? Now
yeah,
I wanna
dude.
Go. Where is it?
The Elks Lodge in Wabash, Indiana.
Oh, baby. I know the Elks.
Baby is right.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, dude. Also, if you're not 21 and those things were scaring you and you're thinking, oh, I can't come to this because everyone's going to be drunk out of their balls on $3 Jaegers, you still can come. You just can't get drunk off of your balls. So show up.
Unless, yeah, well, also, you could probably still get drunk off your balls because it's Wabash, Indiana. So it's not like they care.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. But a better point is come see me play music on March 4th and buy my record.
I would recommend that people do that. Unfortunately, I cannot.
You
that
can meet one half of the Dad Podcast there. It's me, the guy who's also playing the music.
Oh, man. We could have done a cool Dad Podcast live sesh. Gosh dang it. It's too late.
I could be my own intermission at my own CD release show with the Dad Podcast. We could have emceed the whole night.
That would have been so cool.
Coming up next, it's me singing songs that I wrote. Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast starring Chad Hoy and me. What was that noise, you think?
An ambulance just went down my alley. So that's someone's probably having a heart attack somewhere near here. And that's okay, because it's not me. So we can continue.
Okay, well. Chad, do you want to get into our new game this week?
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Your boy who was drunk this weekend came up with this at some point. Don't remember when, but we're going to play a game called Porno or Band Name.
God, I'm excited.
So in this game, I'm going to be giving Chad 15 titles. He has to tell me if they are the name of a porno or the name of a band, a real-life band. Most
and,
of these bands played at South by Southwest recently, just so you know.
And unfortunately, as a man who's grown up in the U.S. of A., I'm pretty experienced in porno names, so this could I'll probably be really good at it.
I wanted to put a couple on here, but they were too obviously porno names, so I'm just going to say them real quick. One that I found that I really liked was called Asablanca.
Oh, wait, that's a porno?
Yeah, like a Casablanca porn parody.
Yeah,
Asablanca.
No, I get it.
Because, like, instead of Casablanca, it's ass, like butts.
Like white butts, because Blanca is white in Spanish.
Oh, there's a second layer there. All right, that's a little clever. It's not
maybe
tongue-in-cheek. There's another one I saw that looked pretty recent called Game of Bones.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So those were good. But those aren't on my list, obviously, because those are way too obviously pornos. So, yeah, let's play porno or band name. All right, there are 15 of these, Chad. You're going to tell me if this is a porno or band name. Number one, are you ready?
Yeah, how are we doing? Are you going to tell me at the end, or are you going to tell me as it goes?
I'm going to tell you as it goes.
Okay.
And I'll keep a tally of your correct answers.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Scissor Sisters.
This is a tough one, but I'm gonna say band name.
That is actually a band name.
I knew it.
That was good. Well done. Not going for the obvious route there.
Yeah.
And these are gonna get a little harder as they go. No pun intended.
Oh, I was gonna make the joke about it being a pun. Okay.
All right. So you got one. The Poonies.
Hmm. Porn.
That is a porn.
Okay, has to be.
Definitely a parody of the wildly popular movie, The Goonies.
I had no idea.
It's so sad because it's such a pure movie. I didn't want to know that there was such a thing as The Poonies.
Is there like a truffle shuffle, but like...
Oh, truffle butter.
Truffle butter?
All right, Chad, you're going to love this one. Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Oh, 100% band name.
That is a band name. Oh, damn, yeah. Chad, you're good at this.
I told you.
You were right. All right. The next one is Starfucker.
Oh, that's a band name.
That is also a band name. Damn it, Chad. You're just killing this game.
I'm good. I told you, man.
All right. This next one's pretty easy.
Okay.
Pulp Friction.
Oh, porno.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Uh-huh. That's a porno.
Yeah. I think I've seen that.
How about Sugar Cookies?
Band name.
That's not a band.
Oh!
Sadly, Sugar Cookies is the name of a porno, apparently.
Really?
It would make a great band name, though. So anyone out there who listens to us who wants to start a band name... I would come see Sugar Cookies. So the next one is Throbbing Gristle.
Band name.
That is a band name.
Oh, thank God.
How about Dr. Lou and the Phallics?
Band name.
That is a porno.
What?
And I really want to know the plot line of Dr. Lou and the Phallics.
Oh my gosh.
Dr. Lou and the Phallics. That's pretty great. All right. You ready to keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect Pussy.
Porno.
That's a band.
God!
Yeah, that's a band.
Yeah,
that one, man, could definitely go both ways, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I was just... There's too many innuendos.
Innuendo is my favorite Italian suppository.
Oh my God.
No.
Now you just put this innuendo...
Oh, man. These are starting to, like, make me feel really bad. We've already said poon and pussy in this episode.
Well, I mean, what's the... I mean, you know.
Yeah, we got to reach that quota for our sponsors. Okay, moving on. The next one, Jacuzzi Boys. My favorite
band name.
That's a band name.
Yes,
good job. Okay. All right, the next one is Assacre.
Oh, porno.
That is a band name.
God,
if it was the Texas Chainsaw Assacre, I feel like I would have said porno, but Assacre just by itself is a band name. I think they're a jazz trio.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. But could you imagine? Oh, man. All right. Barcelona Sex Project.
Band name.
That is a porno.
God.
Yeah. You're starting to second guess yourself now.
The lines are blurred.
They are blurred completely. All right. Wet Nuns.
Porno.
It's a band.
God, I knew it.
It's a band. All right, you got two left. Do you want to know how many you have right now?
How many?
You have 7 right. Okay. The highest you can get is 9 out of 15 if you get these next two correct.
All right.
Venus in Furs.
Band.
That's a porno, Chad.
What the hell?
It's a porno.
Who names their band? Just forget it. I don't even.
All right, and the last one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Single Mothers.
Band.
It is a band.
Yes.
Good job, okay. Chad. You got 8 out of 15.
That's a little bit over 50%, so I'll take it.
That's not bad. Proud of you. Those were hard. I was really proud of that list when I woke up the next day. that was a good list. Good job, Chad. That was our first installment of Porno or Band Name. Let us know if you like that one, and we'll play it again.
It probably won't.
Probably won't. Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, where do you want to go from there, Chad?
I think that's the episode. I think we did our best work.
Yeah, let's just end with some hate mail and get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, I, did you have a date? I kind of had a date.
I sure as hell didn't have a date. So if you want to go ahead, we can hit that date with a Dan Bond music.
All right, throw it on.
Yeah, I love that.
It's a very good sensual tone.
Yeah,
so I didn't have a date per se, but things.
Such a great way to start any story.
Oh
God.
Because I always am like, what do I say? Like what? What should actually be on a podcast? It's like for the public, and what shouldn't be?
Man, I think you already crossed a line. So you may as well just enjoy your freedom on the other side of that line.
No, I will not. Yeah, so listen, everyone who listens, we know about PTG, you know.
Yeah. PTG is one of our favorite sagas.
Yeah, and it is still ongoing.
Oh man, we're into episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Yeah, for real, like I'm a weak man. And so PTG wanted to hang out this weekend, and I said, of course. Yes. So Saturday night, this will be out on a Monday. We're recording on a Sunday.
Yeah, babies.
PTG. I mean, we still talk because she, like, it's complicated. It really is complicated. Like, it sounds like such a cop out, but things are complicated with PTG. Like, it is.
Yeah.
She's not. She said the thing about being polyamorous, but of late, she hasn't really been polyamorous.
Nah.
It's been very confusing.
Yeah.
For everyone involved, probably also for her. But, well, mostly for her, I think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's just trying to figure her life out.
Yeah, as stated, she's 19, so it's...
Yeah, sorry, for every one of you who's 19 listening to this, you're crazy. It's okay, but you're crazy. Yeah. You don't understand anything. I'm 23... Yeah. And I don't either, but you're worse off. Sorry.
I'm 24, and I'm still figuring things out, but, like, I'm realizing now, more than anything, that 4.5 to 5 year difference, it does make a very large difference in you knowing what the fuck you're doing with your life.
And how it affects other people's lives around you.
Yeah. So we did. So we hung out on Saturday. This is what happened. She goes to this concert. And she's like, well, she wanted to hang out. I said, when? She said, Sunday, let's get brunch. I said, okay, cool. She's like, probably not Saturday because I'm going to this concert and we're going to drink after. And I was like, well, I could hang out with you guys and drink on Saturday. Like, that'd be, because I'm not doing anything anyway. So, So it ended up being Saturday night. We're going to hang out. We did hang out. After the concert, she calls me and she's like, come pick me up at this hotel. I was like, all right. Her friend who she works with and her friend's boyfriend had a hotel. And she was like, I really don't want to be here because they're very into each other. And I'm not trying to hear them, make love all night. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll come get you. Cause,
I love to
you know,
think that she really did use the words make love.
No,
I don't
she,
think that she did.
No, she didn't. that's my spin.
Yeah. You wacky boy.
So I drive, I go get PTG. Uh-huh. I'd had a beer before this, so like I'm good, you know.
Beer.
Yeah, un beer, one so, singular beer.
Yeah, you can.
I was
drive,
like, I'm fine.
And then you can build on that buzz a little later.
Because I thought they were gonna. I thought her and her friend and her friend's boyfriend were gonna come over after the concert, but they went to.
Whoops.
They went. They took a lift to their hotel because. Yeah, so I went and got her from this hotel. It's like 20 minutes away. I'm like, oh my god. So
where
drive
are they
again.
Staying a La Quinta.
What?
Were they staying at a La Quinta Inn?
No, it was extended stay.
Ah.
America. Yeah. Okay. So I go get her, and I did not know how drunk she was.
Mm-hmm.
But she was very drunk.
That's a V drunk, babies.
Yeah. So I pick her up. She comes out of the car. Okay, one, I'm on the phone. My GPS on my phone doesn't work because God hates me. And
maybe he's just trying to tell you something.
No, my GPS hasn't worked on my phone for months. But like, I'm like, okay, I'll figure it out. I always use just the directions on the phone. Like, I'll hit details and it shows you how to get there. And that works fine. So I'd use that. I didn't really know where to get off, like, of the interstate. So I got off at a random place. Okay. Yeah, funny. It's funny. I didn't know where to get off. Yeah. So I didn't know where to get off the interstate.
But you're going to find out.
Yeah, I got off at the right place so luckily. I literally just pulled. I saw, like, a road name that I recognized, and I was like, this might be it. And I just get off on that road. And that was the one. And she's like, okay, we're outside. She calls me while I'm trying to go, and I was like, okay, I really need to be looking at, like, the directions, though. And as I'm pulling up, she's like, all right, we're going inside. It's really cold. I was like, I'm literally here. She's like, give me 5 minutes. I said, okay. She goes, they go up there. I don't see them. They come down. She walks outside, stumbling.
Oh, God.
Her friend and her friend's boyfriend are, like, carrying her to the car. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, what have I got myself into?
And they're just like, here, stranger, have our friend. We're going to go make love.
I knew her friend, not her friend's boy. I met her at when they came over on New Year's.
Okay, all right.
So this friend comes out. She's like, take care of her, like, whatever. I was like, don't worry. I think I'm in a better state than you to, like, know what to do with a person right now. She comes out. She's very drunk. She's not very coherent.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, it was ridiculous.
This sounds
she's like
a nightmare situation.
It was. I was like, what have I done?
Everything, every story revolved around her in the last 3 weeks has been nightmare situations.
It's never good, but then like
what's going through your mind right now where you show up and you're basically taking a baby, a full-grown baby who could poop herself or vomit on herself at any moment back to your place.
Well, let me continue.
All right. Okay. All right.
The whole way to the house, she's like, I want to go home. I'm like, okay, I'm taking you to your house. And she's like, no, I want to go home. And I'm like, okay, so your house. And she's like, no, your home. And I'm like, okay, well then don't say home.
Because you don't live there, PTG.
Because that's not your home. Yeah, it's confusing for me. You're very drunk. I don't want there to be any, like, sign. Like, I don't want it to feel like I'm, like, making you come back to my house. Like, right. Because I don't want that. I picked you up, and, like, I didn't know the state you were in. I just want you to be safe. She's like, I want to go home. I'm like, all right. Okay, so we're going to my house. My GPS doesn't work. I get lost on the way there. And I'm like, I really need your phone for directions. And it took a couple minutes for her to find her phone, which was between her legs the whole time.
Hey, I've done that before sober.
It was surreal. Yeah. And imagining you.
There's doing a lot of space down there for it to get lost.
Yeah. Well, she's like 5'1", so not as much space.
Well, she just sloppy then.
Yeah. So she's really drunk. She keeps saying, I don't feel well. I want to go home. And I'm like, okay. So what I didn't get about I don't feel well is that that means she has to throw up.
Yeah. Duh.
So just saying, I don't feel well. I'm like, all right, well, we're close. She's like, no, like, I need you to pull over. Mm-hmm. So I pull over. I'm lost. We're at, like, Eli Lilly downtown because I took a wrong turn, which is like
to puke.
It's like a big hospital area. It's a really nice looking spot. And she opens the door and starts throwing up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe this is good. You know, she'll get the demons out. It'll be all right. She proceeds to like fall out of the car.
No.
While she's throwing up. And ew. I'm like, okay, I should probably get out. So I get out of the car, I go around, and she's like, she's just throwing up, like, on all fours on the ground.
Oh my gosh, like a just dog. Puking.
She's puking on the ground. She got puke on her knees.
Oh no. Chad.
And I'm like,
why are you involved at all?
That's a good question. I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I said, okay, I'll pick you up and I'll take you home.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so she's currently on all fours out front of Eli Lilly, screaming demons out of her body.
Screaming vomit, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's throwing up. I'm like, okay, are you good? She's like, yeah, I'm good. I help her into the car. And I can't close the door because she won't move her knee. And I'm like, okay, you've got to move a little bit so I can shut the door. And she finally moves the leg. I'm like, okay, I shut the door. I get back in the car. She gives me her phone finally. I look up directions to my house. We get on Delaware, which is like kind of a busy road even like when it's late.
Mm-hmm.
And we go north toward my house finally. We're like 3 minutes from my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I need you to pull over again. I was like, oh, God. So I pull over as quickly as possible.
Uh-huh.
And we're in front of, like, a house.
Uh-huh.
And she does the same thing. She, like, she leans out of the car. She falls to the ground.
Part two.
She's on all fours puking on a sidewalk. Like a nice area where people live.
Kids walk their dogs on that sidewalk.
And listen, at this point, I'm like, I have to pee so bad.
So you pee while she's puking.
How'd you know?
Because I know you, and I know how this story can only go certain directions. I'm watching all of this in my mind. And oh my gosh, Chad.
I'm like, I'd be so bad. So she's throwing up. The car's running. I walk around the back of the car while she's puking. And I pee onto the road. No fucks given. I was like, I pee so bad. I did one
sober.
Of those. I'm sober. You know, do you know when you like, you know when you have to pee really bad, but you also know you have to pee really fast and you push it?
Yes. And it still was like, takes that long.
It was a heavy, hard stream of pee that I was pushing out. And it was a solid 32 ounces at least.
You can fill up a Polar Pop cup from Circle K.
Even me pushing, it took at least 30 seconds, right? Yeah. Like, it was a long pee, and she's still throwing up. So I get done, and I go around. I pull her hair up because I'm a good person. And I know that's what you're supposed to do. I pull the hair up, and I say, okay, are you good? And she says, yes. I say, okay, we are 3 minutes away.
What time is it right now?
It's 1 a.m. It's not it's not even that late.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. You're expecting it to be 3 or 4. No, 1 a.m. Pretty normal time. Most people aren't even coming back from the bars yet.
Yeah.
But she got so drunk, and so we're in the car, and she tells me, I had a fifth of Fireball tonight. I'm like, oh, good. Oh,
half of a fifth?
No, a full fifth. A fifth a of a fifth. Fifth. Or a five-fifths of a fifth.
Five-fifths of a fifth. okay.
She tells me I had a full fifth of Fireball.
And she's and puked half of a fifth on a sidewalk. And
she's puked up a lot of it. And her friend's boyfriend, when they got back at the hotel, was like, hey, I got you guys these little Fireball shots. So she took more than a fifth.
Oh my gosh.
Because she took those little shots. They're like a dollar that you buy at the liquor store.
Like 6/5 of a fifth.
Yeah, so she drank a lot, and she weighs maybe 120 pounds.
Holy God in heaven, how is she still alive, Chad?
No, I said that, right? Okay, so...
What if she would have died while you were taking her to your house?
Okay.
That's the sickest thing to laugh at, but you know what I mean?
No, this was a real concern of mine. So I get her... We finally okay, one, when she's done puking, she thinks we're at my house, and I'm like, no, we're still a little bit away. She tries to walk to this, like, she tries to walk into the gate of this house that she's puking in. I was like, no, we still have to drive a little bit. And so she gets in the car. I pull out this old McDonald's bag that's in my back seat.
E-I-E-I-O.
Like, listen, if you have to throw up again, this is where you do it because we got to get home. She didn't have to throw up again, thank God, because I didn't want to deal with that. She didn't throw up again at all, which amazes me.
Well, yeah, it sounds like she got it all out.
Yeah, well, she did on the side of several different roads.
Okay.
So we get to the house. When she gets back in the car, she opens the back door, and I'm like, that's the back seat. And she's like, I know. and she lays down in the back seat.
Oh my gosh.
For the last like 3 minutes of the drive. That I'm would like, make okay, me honestly, more. Yeah, honestly, this might be better. So yeah. She's laying in the back. We get to the house. Finally, after probably like half an hour of this, we get to the house and I'm like, okay, cool. I get out of the car and I like open the back door and I'm like, okay, we're here. I'm just going to put you, I'm going to put you to bed. Yeah. You're going to bed. You're going the fuck to sleep. like now. Yeah. So I take her, so she gets in the house and she's like, I have to take my pants off. I have to, or I'm going to die. And I was like, okay. And she just throws her belt on the ground. She starts to take her pants off on the way upstairs and almost falls down the stairs. And I was like, this is not the ideal place to do this. What are you doing? I was like, okay, listen, I'm going to carry you. So I just carry her up the stairs.
Oh my gosh.
And then she said she had to throw up again. I was like, okay, this is the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom and just lays face down on the floor and doesn't throw up. And I was like, are you going to puke? And she said, no, I just want to lay here. And I said, no, probably not the best place to lay if you're not going to be throwing up anytime soon. So listen, so she goes upstairs.
Oh my God.
I finally get her upstairs. She just sleeps in my bed and I'm like, good. And then, like, finally it's done. She's asleep, but I was very afraid she was going to die, like you said.
Uh-huh.
So I did check her pulse several times.
I mean, you got to.
Just to be sure.
Just to be sure.
Because, like, okay, so.
Chad, at least you were there for this poor, irresponsible girl.
Yeah. So holy she snores. Shit. She snores when she's sleeping a little
that's
bit.
That's cute. Yeah.
It is kind of. Yeah. But like when she would stop snoring every now and then. And I was like, are you okay? I would like I'd nudge her. Hey, are you good? And then she wouldn't say anything because she's very incoherent. And so I just put my fingers on her neck to make sure that I felt a heartbeat. And I was like, okay, all right, we're good. yeah. And then eventually I finally fell asleep too. So,
mm-hmm.
That was
date with a dad bod.
That was my date.
Chad, you and I both now have very similar stories.
What do you mean?
Remember that story I told on here about Alex at Ball State?
Oh, yeah.
Like, pretty similar events. Pretty yeah. Similar states of drunkenness.
Actually, that's very...
Oh, my gosh.
Very, but, yeah, so... but then, okay, so then we wake up today, and I'm like, do you, like, remember anything? And she's like... I'd never black out. I remember everything. And I was like, that just amazed me.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, she's never blacked out, but
I'd
she
rather
gets
have that. Blacked out during all that.
I know. And she's like, that's what she said.
Yeah, because you don't have an excuse.
No, yeah, she's like, I've never blacked out. And like, it's always people like tell me everything that happens. And I'm like, I was there, bitch. Like, I remember.
But there was a demon in me making me do these things. The demon's name was Fireball.
The demon's name was Fireball, absolutely.
PTG and the Goblet of Fireball.
Oh, that's good.
That's the name of the episode.
That's, yeah, perfect. Yeah. So that was a 25-minute story. So,
yeah, dude, that's called content.
Yeah,
maybe. That's what people tune into this show for now, especially about PTG.
Yeah, I mean, so
I've been laughing for 10 minutes.
For real, yeah. And so we, this morning, listen, she slept for so long. I woke up at like 8:30 because she's hogging everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's hogging the bed, she's hogging the covers, everything. I was like, how can someone so small take up an entire queen-size bed? But she did.
Wow.
It's insane. Yeah, so I was awake at like 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
She finally wakes up at 10 and is like, I need to go home. I'm like, cool. good.
Yeah.
I'll take you home. And then we... Oh, man, I was going somewhere. You mentioned something earlier that I was going to say we talked about on the way home to her house, but I don't remember. So, it's...
Man. Well, that's certainly more eventful than my evening.
Yeah, you just got drunk and ate some pizza.
Yeah, which night was that?
I think Saturday.
Saturday night? So last night?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I was getting all my text messages messed up because I was in so many group chats.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I went to a place called Tailgate Brewery, and I ate pizza, drank craft beer, and played Mario Kart 64.
That sounds cool.
It was a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun. I love Tailgate.
Really did you do that with like? Did you do that with like Austin Miranda or
Austin Miranda? My dad was visiting this weekend, and then. Our friends Chelsea and Tyler.
I think I know them.
Probably. I'm sure you do.
Yeah. If they were around during July 4th, I probably know.
Okay. Then they weren't, actually.
Oh, never mind. Then I don't. Yeah. Wait, do they have the baby?
Yeah.
Whose head you put into the lamp?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay. Then I know.
They have a new baby whose head I haven't put into the lamp yet because I... have not held her once.
probably
but she loves me from a distance. I make her laugh because my face is very funny looking.
Yeah, babies hate me.
Oh, that's so sad.
I can never get babies to laugh. Babies like look at me and they don't like smile. They just look scared. Little kids are always like scared of me, and I'm always like hi, and I wave, and they run away, and it's. It wow. sucks, but
yeah, that's demoralizing.
Yeah, that's what it is, though. So it's fine.
Well, oh boy, you want to move on to fan mail and wrap this bitch up?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Yeah, let's just keep this streamlining.
that's about all we got, huh?
Yeah. So, do you want to read the one from Miss Mallory, and I'll read the one from Mr. Bailey?
Sure. All okay. Right. So from our friend Mallory, who wrote us actually last episode, thank you, Mal.
Hey, thanks for that repeat.
Yeah, thanks for the consistent hate mail. So the subject line reads, Jesus, you guys, if Chad says pussy one more time, I swear to God. So I guess she's going to swear to God because I just had to say it.
Yeah, and we've said it before today in this episode. Also,
true. Yeah, so the email reads, the body reads, baby boys with a Z and some tildes to make it look real nice.
I love tildes.
My favorite movie is Matilda.
Matildas.
Yeah, so baby boys, one, please refer to the subject line of this email. Love, hate, Mal. And that is it. So, basically, Mal just doesn't want us to say pussy anymore, but I guess well,
sorry too for late saying for pussy so many times. yeah, well, thank you, Mallory. Are we moving on now? Are you ready?
Well, I mean, that's all there was, so I guess we better.
Thank you, Mallory, for another email that made me giggle. I love it. And once again, I want to say sorry for saying pussy. We'll never say pussy again, I promise.
I'll never say pussy again now.
All right, so this one comes to us from Bailey. And the subject line is one of my favorites so far. It's, "You're tacky and I hate you," which is one of the best lines from the School of Rock. One time an internet stranger on Tumblr messaged me and goes, "So I don't know you or know a lot about you, but from what I do see on Tumblr of you, you remind me of Jack Black." And I was like, I don't know if you meant that as a compliment, but that's how I took it. It was the best day of my life. Anyway, Bailey says, "You're tacky and I hate you," and goes on to say, "Hey, Chad and camera," which I'm hoping is a typo. "How are you guys? Hope you didn't actually answer that question, because I honestly don't give a single crap about either of you." That's fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. "Chad, if your EP isn't six straight covers of Linger sung in different styles, reggae, pop punk, new metal, etc., I will find you and stick your hand in a toaster covered in fire ants / scorpions." Either one, haven't decided yet. "I don't give a bork about your crappy artistic vision." That was good. "If I did, I would have contributed to your Go Fund My Broke Butt or whatever site you begged for money on." That is savage. Bailey is savage. I love this.
Oh my god.
Holy crap.
I'm all offended. Right. No, it's good.
We need Bailey on this podcast.
Hey, man. Yeah, screw Braden. I want Bailey.
"Cameron, spahogies sound like the worst invention known to man, or other, because I can't imagine any man finding that ungodly creation appealing." Whatever, dude. You should, like, stick it in your mouth before you talk bad about it.
That's what he said.
And hearing about your recipe for it made me want to take a cheese grater to my face. Please stick to covering Train or Matchbox 20 or whatever it is you do.
Oh my god.
Damn. Just jugulars. It's for the jugulars.
Oh, the carotid even.
Oh, it's so accurate.
It's so accurate.
That is like pinpoint accuracy.
Oh, that almost hurts me.
Also, if you're ironically using the word dope, I hate you. If you are unironically saying it, I hate you. Oh, man. Deuces, heathens. Not like the 21 Pilots version of heathens that makes you cooler, my friends. Nah, you just suck. Sincerely, Bailey. P.S. If there isn't at least 15 Death Cab for Cutie reference in your next episode, I will burn both of your houses down. Better start striking up those matches, because that's number one. We're about to end this bitch.
Yeah, I generally don't make Death Cab for Cutie references.
Is the second time I've heard Death Cab for Cutie referenced in the last, like, today. No, today. That's weird.
DCFC is a good band. I just don't reference them a lot.
I'm not nearly as sad as I was in sixth grade. Well, for different reasons. That's not a diss either. It's just I can't listen to Death Cab anymore because I always think about this time where I thought I was really sad and I wasn't.
And it makes you realize how sad you are now.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's actually the most sad shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, dude, I can't listen to DFCB. Wait. DCFC.
Yeah,
no,
you really fucked that up.
I can't listen to the Dad podcast.
Yeah, the DBC. Okay, I do need to mention one thing.
I want to mention one thing, too.
Okay, well, I want to mention one thing first about Bailey's email.
Okay.
21 Pilots are a shitty band.
Shit? No. F you, Chad.
No, they are.
They're not shitty.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They're not good.
No, they're not. Wait.
They're not a good band. People who like them
generally
annoy me.
Here's the thing. They were blown out of proportion. The radio picked them up weirdly and beat them to death and spun their songs to death. But, like, they do deserve the money and the spotlight, I guess. But, like, They're not a bad band. Everyone just hates them because they're popular now.
No, I hated them before they were popular, and I still fucking hate them. I'm sorry.
You're like a mega hipster.
Yeah, no. Before they were mega popular, I was like, seriously, fuck 21 Pilots. And now that they're really popular, I'm like, seriously, fuck 21 Pilots.
You know what, though? That's your opinion.
It is my opinion.
That's fine.
But I'm an elitist, so I think that my opinion is the best opinion to have.
I just wanted to mention Jordan Kenyon.
That's fair. Yeah, we should probably do that. Every yeah, I think Jordan likes them. Jordan, good on you.
I like 21 Pilots too, man.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you think. I like Jordan. So, Jordan, if you're listening, I respect your musical taste, not Cameron's. I respect your musical taste. And if you like 21 Pilots, good for you. I fucking hate them. I'm sorry to anyone who likes them. I do not like them.
What do you think Polyamorous Tinder Girl's favorite band is?
You want me to answer that? Because I know it.
21 Penises?
It isn't...
Not slut shaming? That was a callback to the polyamorous part of the PTG. I want to make that clear.
I totally get it. No.
I had to. That joke.
Yeah.
It was there.
No, it's a good joke. It's like her favorite band is actually, I'm pretty sure, One Direction.
Wait, we talked about that because I said the most brilliant joke I'll ever say in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. She used to be in a 1D. Used to be in the 1D, yeah. So,
oh, jeez. Holy crap.
Okay. Yeah, so.
On that note, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Dad Podcast. If you want to get in on the action and send us your hate mail or tips for Chad and PTG, send all of those to hoyweave@gmail.com. Also, interact with us on our Twitter because we do a lot of fun stuff over there. And our personal Twitters, like, you'll see us over there. So it's just fun. Come talk to us. We love you. Thanks for listening.
So, yeah, our the Dad Podcast Twitter is THE_DadPodcast. Oh, I've been meaning to mention this for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We've been saying, we say the Dad Podcast, but it's the Dad Podcast is what it should be. Right? Because like, it's a play on podcast, so it should be the Dad Podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
But we can't rebrand now. We've been doing this for 22 weeks.
But what if we do it longer? Like, we could still rebrand.
Nah, I think that's hilarious that we were too stupid to pronounce it correctly all this time.
That's more than fair. Yeah, so send us your hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. And if you do have any tips for me with PTG, just know that, listen.
He's not going to listen to him.
I'm a weak man. PTG is 1,000,000% the prettiest girl that's ever been interested in me. Aww. So, so listen, I'm gonna roll with that. I'm just saying it, like, you know, that's the way it is. Not because, I mean, is it because I'm shallow? Hell yeah, that's exactly why. So. Just
tune
need you
in next
guys
week for more with Chad and PTG right here on the DBC.
Just need you guys to know that.
We love you, dad bodies. Make sure you tune in next week. Share this podcast with your friends or don't.
Yeah.
If you want to lose friends, you can share it.
Yeah. If you want your friends to think that you have good taste and stuff, don't share this podcast with your friend. Because it's not great. Okay, yeah, so thanks for tuning in. This has been your boy, Chad Hoy.
And I'm Cameron Weaver. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.